The word he dares not utter. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Nobody understood what the Treasury Secretary was trying to say yesterday, but everybody understood what the stock market was saying, which was, "Sir, we have no idea what you're saying." Secretary Geithner's problem is that for all the money that's been lobbed at the big banks, they continue to sit on millions of vacant houses they refuse to sell because they don't like the price they'll get. They don't like the price they'll get because if they sold those houses for that price, they'd be insolvent. They'd have to fold. Management would be out of a job. And this is a bad time to be out of a job. So they continue to hang on to the bailout money, hoping that the Treasury will absolve them of their stupid loan decisions by buying up their vacant houses without forcing their banks to fold. By now you're asking, well, why not just let them fold? Because, and the bankers seem to know this, that for the government to step in and do what really needs to be done would amount to temporarily nationalizing some very big banks and breaking them up into small banks. Well, bankers paid attention during the 2008 campaign, and they're betting that Democrats are afraid to nationalize banks because that would play into everybody's worst fears about Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi, namely that they are socialists. Socialists, you want to nationalize banks, healthcare, oil, fast food. And that, I'm guessing, is why the Treasury Secretary couldn't provide any details yesterday, because he can't do the one thing that would actually work. And so instead, he's trying to put a pin through a balloon without popping it. And as we know, only a trained magician can do that. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.